Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Today our lesson is called Cell Phones in School. Cell phones in school? Well, this is something that people have different ideas about. Should you be able to carry your cell phone to school or use it in school or not? Well, that's what our lesson is about. Do you have a cell phone? And if so, when did you get your first cell phone? Carolyn, when did you get your first cell phone?
Well, I actually didn't get my first cell phone until my senior year of high school. Mm. I needed it because I needed to stay late after school and let my parents know what time I'd be coming home because I was in the band and we had to practice.
Well, it's a good reason to have a cell phone. You want to get in touch with your parents. I think our lesson talks about that a little bit. I didn't get my first cell phone. I didn't buy this cell phone until I was a junior in college, my third year at university. Now, many people today have cell phones even as young as elementary school. People are carrying around cell phones all the time. Well, what do you think about this idea? Is it okay to have a cell phone at school or to use your cell phone at school? Let's get started with our lesson for today.
Cell phones in school. Does having access to cell phones at school help or hurt students? Mrs. Lee's son Jake is in high school. His teacher, Mr. Brown, caught Jake taking his cell phone out during class and took it away. Now Mrs. Lee is at the school to get her son's phone.
Thank you for coming, Mrs. Lee. Here's Jake's cell phone.
Thank you. What was Jake doing with this in class?
I don't know, but as you know, our school has a zero-tolerance policy for cell phones. If I see one during school hours, I'm supposed to take it away and ask a parent to pick it up.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Should cell phones be allowed in the classroom? In today's article, we'll join Mrs. Lee and Mr. Brown as they discuss this very topic. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Access. Access is a noun. All rooms in that hotel have internet access. Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance is a noun. This country has a zero tolerance policy for drug use. Tempt. Tempt is a verb. On sunny days like today, students are tempted to go for a walk outside instead of studying. Mode. Mode is a noun. If you don't use the computer for 15 minutes, it will go into sleep mode. Your more information word is distract. Distract is a verb. Let's jump right in to our article.
Well, Mr. Brown does make an interesting point there. But first, let's go back to this opening question. Does having access to cell phones at school help or hurt students? And right there in our opening question, we have a word from our word bank, access. If you have access to something, then you can use it. You are able to do something. Now, Gabe, do you have internet access?
I do have internet access, actually on my smartphone. I have 3G, so I can access the internet all the time. I don't need to wait till I'm in a place with Wi-Fi. But that brings up another question. Do you have Wi-Fi access? Do you have access to Wi-Fi? Maybe you're staying at a hotel somewhere and you need to use your computer to get online. Do you have access to Wi-Fi at that hotel. That's something you should check out, maybe even before you book a room at the hotel.
It is important, and here we're talking about having access to your cell phone while you're at school. Now, we have a conversation here. Mrs. Lee's son, Jake, is in high school. His teacher, Mr. Brown, caught Jake taking his cell phone out during class and took it away. So now what is happening, Gabe?
All right, well now Mrs. Lee is at the school trying to get her son's phone. Well, this is a very interesting situation. I think this happens quite often at schools. Has that ever happened to you? Has your teacher ever taken something away from you because you were abusing it or you weren't using what you should be using or you weren't doing what you should be doing?
Well, so now Mrs. Lee is at the school to get her son's phone. So I guess I should be Mrs. Lee and you can be Mr. Brown.
You know, I'd be very happy with that, Carolyn.
Okay, great. Well, then I will let you begin.
Oh, right, of course, yes. Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown probably has a deep voice. He's very handsome. He says, "Thank you for coming, Mrs. Lee. Here's Jake's cell phone."
Oh, thank you. What was Jake doing with it in class?
I don't know, but as you know, our school has a zero tolerance policy for cell phones.
Oh, great, Mr. Brown. Let's stop right there. There are a couple of phrases in that sentence we want to look at. The first one, as you know. As you know. Well, this phrase means that you expect the other person to already know that something is true, mm-hmm. and you want to make it very clear that they should be aware of this fact.
That's right. So, of course, if you do something, maybe you cheat on a test and your teacher gives you a zero, and you go and talk to the teacher and complain. Well, your teacher might say, "Sorry, but as you know, there is no cheating allowed. You're not supposed to do that, as you know."
That's right. Or maybe you want to go swimming, but it is raining outside, and there's thunder and lightning. Mm-hmm. As you know, we can't go swimming during a thunderstorm. It's too dangerous.
And as we see, Mr. Brown says here, as you know, our school has a zero tolerance policy for cell phones. Well, let's take a look at those words from our word bank. Zero tolerance. Well, let's look at the word tolerance for a minute. If you tolerate something, that means you're okay with it. Maybe you don't really like it, but you're not going to argue about it. Now, what does it mean to have zero tolerance, Carolyn?
Well, if you have zero tolerance, then you have no tolerance. Zero. You don't have any of it. So here, they're talking about not being able to stand or not allowing any cell phones in the school or in class. You might also have a zero tolerance policy for cheating on tests. As Gabe mentioned earlier, as you know, that's not allowed. Maybe your school has a zero tolerance policy for clothes that are not part of the school uniform.
That's right. I think many schools have a lot of these kinds of rules, zero tolerance policies for different things. Well, I have no tolerance for some things too. I don't like it when people gossip. I don't like to tolerate that. So I have no tolerance for that. Well, Mr. Brown is talking about how the school has a zero tolerance policy for cell phones. And he continues, "If I see one during school hours, I'm supposed to take it away and ask a parent to pick it up." So it seems like that's what's happening.
Yes, so he is just following the rules. Not quite sure what Jake was doing with it in class, but they have this policy at the school, and Mr. Brown is following the school's rules. Actually, my high school had a rule like this. If a teacher caught you using your cell phone in class, they were supposed to give you a warning, and if you'd already been warned, they were allowed to take your cell phone and take it to the principal's office, and your parents would have to talk to the principal to get it back.
Interesting. Well, I think these rules can be very helpful. They can be very good. But we're going to continue this conversation later and see what Mrs. Lee says. First, let's take a break. And actually, first we're going to see what Michelle has to say in the language lab.
大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 access 这个名词。Access 是指使用、进入或者是接近。如果要说明使用或进入哪个地方，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,her access to the files was denied because they are confidential. 她没有办法开启这些档案，因为他们是加密的档案。或者是 the hotel offers easy access to the train station by shuttle bus. 这家旅馆提供接驳服务，让旅客能够轻松到达火车站。继续我们看的是 zero tolerance 这个名词。zero 是指零，也就是毫无或完全没有。tolerance 是指容忍、宽容或者是限度。所以加在一起 zero tolerance 是指零容忍或者是绝不容忍。例如 the company has a zero tolerance policy for defective products. 这家公司对于瑕疵产品是零容忍制度。或者是 the company's zero tolerance policy regarding discrimination in the workplace has received high praise. 这家公司对于职场歧视的零容忍政策受到极高的推崇。
Well, in today's lesson, Cell Phones in School, we're asking the question, does having access to cell phones at school help or hurt students? So in this conversation between a teacher, Mr. Brown, and Mrs. Lee, they're talking about Mrs. Lee's son, Jake, who was caught in class using his cell phone. And they're having this dialogue. Of course, Mr. Brown reminds Mrs. Lee that there is a zero tolerance policy for cell phones in school. Well, let's see what Mrs. Lee has to say about this.
Cell phones in school.
It seems a little extreme. Why do you have such a strict rule?
Well, one reason is that cell phones make it hard for students to pay attention.
Because students are tempted to play with them and not pay attention?
That's part of it. Also, if a phone makes noise during a lesson, it distracts the whole class.
But students can just put their phones on silent mode. As a parent, I feel better knowing my children have cell phones with them. It allows them to contact me if they need something, or I can call or text them if there's an emergency at home.
Mrs. Lee does seem to be making some good points here as a parent who has children in school. And here, her son Jake has had his cell phone taken away and she's getting it back from his teacher. Now, oh, it looks like Mrs. Lee has the first line, so I'll start if that's okay, Gabe.
Well, of course it is. You are Mrs. Lee. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. That seems a little extreme. Why do you have such a strict rule?
It is a little extreme to Mrs. Lee. If something is extreme, that means maybe it's unreasonable. Maybe it's hard for her to really understand why there is such a strict rule. Well, Mr. Brown says, well, one reason is that cell phones make it hard for students to pay attention.
Oh, they make it hard. And that is a great phrase that we're going to look at right now. If you make it hard, then it becomesmore difficult for something to get done. We don't want to make it hard for teachers to do their job, so it's important to sit in the class quietly, to listen, take lots of notes. I know I take a lot of notes, even at church. I'm not in school, but anytime I go and listen to someone speak, I like to make it easy for them, not make it hard for them, and try to learn as much as I can.
That's right. Well, what other things can make life difficult or make life hard? Maybe there are some people that you know that are just hard to get along with. They make it hard for you to enjoy life. Maybe you're learning another language. Maybe something about that language makes it hard to really enjoy learning that language. Well, of course, it's important to press on and not give up, even though there are difficult moments.
That is true. Well,Here, apparently, having a cell phone in school will make it hard for students to pay attention. And many times that is true. Now, let's see. Mrs. Lee has the next line, and she has kind of an idea about why this might be true. Because students are tempted to play with them and not pay attention?
Exactly. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. We see the word tempt here. And if you're tempted to do something, that means the idea crosses your mind and you really want to go and do it. It's tempting for you. So how can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, Gabe, I bought this box of chocolates for my friend,
Whoa. And
I was really tempted to eat all of them. But I didn't. I resisted. I did not give in. And I gave them to my friend as a gift. So I was tempted, but I resisted.
Well, I am tempted to find out who your friend is, and maybe I could ask for some chocolates.
Well, yeah. That is possible.
It is possible. Well, how else can you use that word? You know, maybe you're tempted to do something bad to somebody because they were mean to you. Well, you might want to do that and get revenge, but it's good to just be patient and stay calm and try to do something else. Don't do something bad back to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Brown continues here. He says, that's part of it. Also, if a phone makes noise during a lesson, it distracts the whole class.
Well, I think that's pretty true. I know that if I hear a phone going off, I look around. It doesn't really matter if I'm in class or in a restaurant. I'm curious to know whose phone is ringing. Maybe I like the ringtone, or it's just a little bit distracting because it's too loud.
It's true. And actually, this is one of the reasons why I don't even use a ringtone. My phone is always on silent mode. So it vibrates so I can feel it. I know when someone is calling me, but it doesn't bother or distract anybody else, especially in a movie theater or a church or someplace mm-hmm. like that.
That's right. And you used a great word that Mrs. Lee mentions in her next line. She says, but students can just put their phones on silent mode. And mode is from our word bank. It's just a function or a setting that you can put something on. Maybe if you're traveling, you put your phone on airplane mode mm-hmm. so that it doesn't receive any signal.
That's right. That's also called flight mode, F-L-I-G-H-T. Sometimes you put it on flight mode. And speaking of traveling, we use this word mode to talk about transportation as well. What was your mode of transportation? That means how did you get from one place to another? Did you take a car, taxi, fly in an airplane or a train? What was the mode of transportation?
Well, here we're talking about a setting on your cell phone, and students can put their phone on silent mode. As a parent, I feel better knowing my children have cell phones with them. It allows them to contact me if they need something.
Well, I can understand Mrs. Lee. Right now it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
As an English teacher, I come across various English mistakes, and one common mistake I see more often than others is contact with someone.
As in, feel free to contact with me. Now, that is not correct. The correct way to say it is, feel free to contact me.
Right. Leave out the preposition with because contact is a transitive verb. However, if you use contact as a noun, then you need that preposition with. I want to keep in contact with you.
Now, that's a grammatically correct sentence, but saying keeping in contact with someone sounds a little formal. Most people would probably say, I want to keep in touch with you.
That's right. Or just stay in touch.
Right. Stay in touch. Now, if you fail to stay in touch with someone, you lose touch.
Or you lose contact with that person.
Contact 是联络，这个字可以当动词，也可以当名词用。要注意，当动词时 ，contact 是一个及物动词，也就是它必须直接接受词，不需要加 with。今天的课文中，李太太说，小孩带着手机，他会感到比较安心。如果他们有什么需要，就可以 contact me, 跟我联络。那 contact 什么时候才可以加 with 呢？那就是当名词用的时候。你如果要避免跟某人失去联络，你最好 stay in contact with him。那若是要讲的口语一点，可以把 contact 改为 touch。I want to keep in touch with you。我想跟你保持联络。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, of course, you can get in contact with us over email or going on Facebook or other ways like that. Check out our website. There are many ways to get in contact with us. Well, how does Mrs. Lee finish her line here?
Well, she says, or I can call or text them if there's an emergency at home. Well, Mrs. Lee has a lot of good points, and right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, hey, man. Are you a new student here?
Yeah. This is my first day. How did you know?
Well, 'cause you have a cell phone.
Whoa. Don't most kids have cell phones?
Yeah, but they don't use them in school.
Why not?
Our school has a zero tolerance policy for cell phones.
Zero tolerance? What do you mean?
It means if a teacher sees you with a cell phone, they, take it away.
Take it away? When do you get it back?
You don't. One of your parents has to pick it up.
Wow. Why is the school so strict about cell phones?
Cell phones make it hard for students to pay attention.
Yeah, because we're tempted to play with them?
That's one reason. Also, if the phone makes noise during a lesson, it distracts the whole class.
Yeah. It's funny when cell phones make noise in class.
Yeah, but teachers don't like it.
Why can't we just put our cell phones on silent mode? Then we can get texts.
It's not allowed here, and you have to follow the rules.
Not me, man. I can still use my cell phone. I just won't let the teacher catch me.
Too late.
Huh?
I'm a teacher. Give me your cell phone.
Dude!
Sorry.
Man.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 tempt 这个动词。Tempt 是指吸引或者是诱惑。例如 ,the elaborate window displays tempted shoppers to go inside the store. 精心设计的橱窗布置吸引逛街的人们进入这家商店。Tempt 也常常用被动式。例如 ,I was so tempted to buy the latest platform computer, but they're too expensive. 我想要买最新的平板电脑但是价格太贵了。所以我们来看的是 mode 这个名词。mode 在这里是指机器或者是电子设备的模式。例如 ,James set the machine in automatic mode. James 把这台机器设在自动模式。或者是 ,the camera was set in manual mode. 这台相机设定在手动模式。mode 也指方式或者是形态。例如 ,emails are an efficient mode of communication. 电子邮件是用来沟通很有效率的方式。And now, it's time to go back to our teachers. Today, we were talking about silent mode and cell phones being a distraction. Now, Gabe, do you ever think that cell phones are a distraction?
Yeah, actually I do. Some things we mentioned during today's lesson were during church and when you're watching a movie at a movie theater. Or anytime people are trying to focus on one thing and then a cell phone goes off, that can be a distraction.
It is true where you see the light from a cell phone in a movie theater. Well, we have more to learn from this lesson tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.